Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Deputy Chief Minister Planning and Transformation and National Highways T.R. Zileng yesterday inaugurated the Nagaland Institute of Transformation NIOT office building at Nagaland Civil Secretariat Kohima. Speaking at the launch program, T.R. Zileng said that the establishment of the NIOT marks a significant milestone in strengthening institutional capacity for strategic planning, policy motivation, and development monitoring in Nagaland. He said that institutions like NIOT will play an important role in shaping the future trajectory of the state, particularly as the country works toward the vision of a developed India by 2047. UNDP Regional Head John Burgoyari emphasized the importance of long-term planning and effective implementation of development vision documents. The Nagaland Institute of Transformation, NIOT, established in January 2026 under Department of Planning and Transformation, is a specialized institutional mechanism supported by Niti Aayog under its state support mission. It has been created to design and drive development strategies for the state by leveraging expertise from knowledge institutions, development partners, multilateral agencies, civil society organizations, and academia, both within and outside Nagaland. Nagaland government has constituted the State Level Coordination Committee, SLCC, on registration of births and deaths in strengthening coordination for effective implementation of the Civil Registration System, CRS. The committee is headed by the Chief Secretary as the chairperson and 12 administrative heads of departments as members. In the term of reference, the SLCC will monitor and review measures to ensure 100% registration of births and deaths within the prescribed 21-day period. The committee will promote capacity building, awareness, oversee digitization of registration processes, and review vital statistics reports. The committee will meet at least once a year to review progress and resolve challenges. The IDCC will formulate policy matters on registration scheme and suggest necessary remedial measures, among others. The Nagaland SDG Action Awards 2025 and a state-level consultation on the SDG India Index 4.0 and NER District SDG Index 2.0 were held in Kohima yesterday, organized by the SDG Coordination Center under the Planning and Transformation Department. Speaking at the event, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zileng said such platforms help departments reflect, recognize achievements, and set a roadmap for inclusive development under the vision of development for all, leaving no one behind. Highlighting the state's progress, he said districts like Mokokchung, Kohima, and Dimapur ranked among the top 10 districts in the Northeast in the NER SDG District Index 2023-24, while 9 districts were placed in the front-runner category. Mr. Zileng also presented the SDG Action Awards 2025 to Pinnacle Skill for Economic Sustainability, Good Samaritan Women Society for Social Development, and Mobust Team Nagaland YouthNet for Environmental Sustainability. A Mahila Jan Sunwai in commemoration of International Women's Day 2026 was held at the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Kohima, yesterday. The program was organized by the Nagaland State Commission for Women, NSCW, in collaboration with the District Administration, District Legal Services Authority, and the Department of Social Welfare, Kohima. Additional Deputy Commissioner Kohima, Rufokotyo Nudi, said the initiative aims to provide a platform for women to directly bring forward their grievances and have them addressed without unnecessary administrative delays. He noted that delays in the settlement of cases remain a challenge within the judicial system, with many individuals waiting long periods for resolution. Mr. Nodi also stressed the need to strengthen institutional mechanisms to ensure the protection and safety of women. And a new multi-level parking facility was inaugurated at the NPWD office yesterday to ease parking congestion within the premises. The facility was inaugurated by Personal Secretary to the Minister for PWD Housing, R. Rithrong, on behalf of the Minister, P. Bashangmongba Chang. Speaking on behalf of the Minister, Mr. Rithrong said the project marks an important step in addressing the long-standing shortage of parking space and will provide a more organized arrangement for staff and visitors. Engineer-in-Chief NPWD K. Imnajungba Jamir also highlighted the importance of such infrastructure in improving urban management in Kohima. The project was completed at an estimated cost of 440.68 lakh rupees. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.